Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. The big secret in life is that there is no secret. Whatever your goal, you can get there if you're willing to work. Yep, everybody wants to know the sure path, the easy button, the shortcut, and the truth is there is none. Sure, you can do research and learn as much as you can about the thing that you want to do, but ultimately you gotta find your own path and you gotta take action. It doesn't have to be drudgery, but there is some work, there is some activity involved. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to break out of your comfort zone and take the steps necessary to make those creative dreams a reality? That's a key component to success. With every experience, you alone are painting your own canvas, thought by thought, choice by choice. About taking this long-term view, where instead of making huge leaps in success, you're chipping away at it little by little, step by step, stroke by stroke. And when you're in the thick of things, it may not seem like you're making a whole lot of progress in the short term. But if you take small action steps on a regular basis over the course of 3 months, 6 months, certainly a year, you look back and you go, oh my God, look at all the things I did when you really count them up. But you won't get to that spot if you just sit and ponder and curse that you're not moving fast enough. So it's baby steps in the moment, little by little, layer upon layer, it all adds up. So fear, how do you overcome it? What do you do? Well, here's the first thing that you need to know about this whole fear thing. If you ever think that to be able to do anything big and important and awesome in the world that you need to be fearless, or that the people that you admire, the successful artists, have somehow moved beyond fear, that is complete and utter bullshit. Beep! Woo, I had to beep that one out. It is a family-friendly channel. Relatively speaking. No. All the successful people that you admire still think all the thoughts that you do. They have the inner critic, that inner voice. This is telling me it's not good enough. Who do you think you are? There's no getting around encountering the voice, the critic, the fear. What successful people do is get on agreeable terms with it. They move forward and take action. And I put myself in this category too, despite the fact that fear is hanging around. Understand that the right to choose your own path is a sacred privilege. Use it. Dwell in possibility. I love this one because so many people think about their creative aspirations as something that's frivolous or trivial. Oh, who am I to have these pipe dreams, these fantasies? But no. If the universe gave you the seed of an idea, it most likely did it because you were the perfect person to carry it out. Don't take that lightly. It's a serious responsibility. It's a sacred privilege, whatever that means to you. So don't downplay it. I mean, not every idea is probably worth pursuing, but those ones that are reoccurring, those ones that you really feel passionate about, give those a high priority that they deserve to be in your life because the world needs them. Let's see how I can put this into the most concise word. What's the best way to say what I want to say? How can I communicate this with the most impact.
Oh, I got it. Just do it. Just do it. All right, sure, a tennis shoe company or something used it once, but I'm using it again because it's so important. Just do it. Are you a talker? Do you like to talk about all the cool things? Stop talking, start doing. Are you a perpetual planner? Oh, I need to have all my ducks in a row. Stop planning already and just do it. Are you a dreamer? Oh, I have visions. I have all these inspiring goals in my head and I like to sit and think about them. For God's sake, stop dreaming and start doing. Look, having ideas, talking about stuff, dreaming about stuff, journaling about stuff, it's all great. It's things I've done throughout my life. Many successful people have. But at some point, sooner rather than later, you have to stop working in the realm of intangible ideas and put your feet on the ground and take action. Take inspired action. Because all the talking and the planning and the dreaming and the wishing won't amount to crap until you get busy doing stuff in the real world. They don't give out awards for stuff that people meant to do. You're not going to make the Forbes 500 Great Ideas list. It's when you take the ideas and implement them and take some action and interact with people in a 3D world, that's when cool stuff happens. That's when you get to share the tangible results of your awesome ideas. That's when you can genuinely impact others in a meaningful way. So stop talking, stop dreaming, stop planning, and start doing. All right? Just do it. Did I make my point? I think I may have made. Did I make my point? Just do it already, all right?
So whatever you have to do to put fear in its place, do it. Don't be so burdened by it. Don't get so serious about it. Be lighthearted and make that inner critic just a ridiculous character to where you cannot possibly take it seriously. Because it's not the real you. The essence of the real you inside is perfect and pure. It's confident. It's expressive. It's creative. And that's what you should be focusing on. That's the voice you need to give the microphone to or the megaphone to. Don't take it so seriously. Okay? So that's how you overcome fear. Not by banishing it. Not by resisting it. By embracing it and having a little bit of fun with it. Let it ride shotgun in the car every now and then. What the heck?
Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/HEART.